Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Nobody can hold a candle to our God. I mean, He is the beginning and the end, Alpha, the Omega. I like the Alpha part. Big Alpha dog. Alpha. Praise God. We got a couple things here real quick this morning. Tomorrow, Memorial Day, may we remember and teach our children to remember the terrible price paid for our freedom. Please lift those in prayer who still grieve our heroes lost in battle. Also, this coming Saturday's men's breakfast. We'll meet at 9 a.m. at the Whistle Stop Cafe in Galleon. For more information, please see Mr. Phil. And then next Sunday is our fellowship carry-in dinner following service. Thank you for bringing a covered dish or two to share. The church will provide tableware, coffee, and water. I hope to see you there. And also on 6-8, we have a membership class scheduled at 6 p.m. in the conference room. If you plan on attending, please contact Angela at the church office. You know the number. If you don't, you can get it by Tuesday, 6-7. We appreciate it, and we'll prepare material for you. So we have one thing also that we'd like to do this morning. Take these off so I... November we always celebrate our veterans. And there's a little unknown group that has to live with those veterans. And it's not exactly easy, especially if you were there with them on active duty. But living with a veteran, because I don't know about y'all guys, you guys, the older I get, the better I was. And Angela sent me a picture, commented on a picture to me last night of a Marine. I weep for the Corps. It was pathetic. His uniform was unsat. That's all I can say. It was unsat. Unsatisfactory. And he was an E7. I wouldn't let an E1 look like that. But anyhow, so Mr. Pat has graciously gone ahead and done something. And so what I would like is for Miss Judy Robinson, Miss Brenda, Angela, Miss Sherry and Miss Michelle Rollins to come up. There was a exchanges, and I know all the branches they did it, but since I was only usually in a Marine Corps exchange, they had these T-shirts that used to say, "If you think it's hard being a Marine, try being a Marine's wife." And on that, Mr. Pat. Yeah, nope, that's fine. Well, he's the one to... He rolled them up so they fit in your sea bag. Yep, six socks, your skivvies. Now you can open them up.
I salute these women.
What it says, I'm going to read over your shoulder. Yep, no, I won't. Being a wife is a choice. Being a veteran's wife is a privilege. And thank you, Mr. Pat, for doing that. He brought that up to me not too terribly long ago, a couple months ago. I said, you know what? Sounds like a good idea. So he jumped through and got everything done, got them printed up, and there they are. Well, let's bless the tithe and offerings this morning, shall we? Our Heavenly Father, we thank you and we praise you for this day. Lord, we do thank you for the reason of this holiday. Father, it is a holy day, for it was brought to us by blood. Father, we thank you and praise you for the lives of every man and woman who have sacrificed for the freedom of this country, the freedom that we may stand here and worship you as the Alpha and Omega, the name above all names. Now, Lord, we present to you today our tithes and our offerings. Lord, we present them holy. Lord God, as separate. Father, may you receive them as a sweet aroma and bring your promises to pass in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you may be seated and super kids are dismissed. Give Mr. Jason a moment to get things around back there. By the way, I'd like to introduce our new director of audio visual, Mr. Jason Haycock. He has graciously accepted the mantle of being in charge. I told him the other day, I said, now you can throw away things that you think we need to get rid of. He said, I was already doing that. I'm like, what is it? My sons did the same thing. We were already doing that, Dad. So I did not forget a Memorial Day tribute. I want to piggyback off of it for the message. So I decided to just hold off and let the junior church go and do their thing. Go ahead and bring this down. Now, I will, some of you may know the song. Do not try to read theology into the song, please. It's for entertainment. And it does kind of speak a little bit to you if you'll let it. If you'll take your religious mindset and just set it down. There's no theology being taught in this song, okay? But it is a great song, and I think it's one that it speaks to me whenever I hear it. So, Jason, if you'll...
I never thought that this is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me and some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. Man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy brought me here when I was 8. We searched all day to find out where my granddad lay. And when we finally found that cross, he said, son, this is what it cost to keep us free. Now here I am a thousand stones away from him. He recognized me on the first day I came in, and it gave me a chill when he clicked his heels and saluted me.
Thinking about it. Minor technical difficulties. Okay. Let's just minimize that, Jason, and if it brings it up before service is over, we'll try to finish it. Anybody who's ever been on YouTube before knows that sometimes you can spend an eternity sitting there waiting for that thing to quit spinning. Oh, praise God. Well, it's a great song. And the part I didn't want you reading any theology in was his grandpa coming to attention in a cemetery where his grandpa's buried. But this morning, I just hadn't given much thought to a Memorial Day tribute. Normally, I start about a week out, and then I keep thinking about it and until I finally have the right one. And there's a bunch of them that are just, they were just kind of boring. And so I chose that one just because, like I said, the song really does speak to me. And again, if you really have a chance, I've never been to Arlington. I will go one of these days. But I have been to the Western Reserve up by Wadsworth, Ohio. Same feeling, folks. Same scenario, just row after row of perfectly aligned stones. And it just reminds me of why we're free, why we have the rights, why we are able to worship as we can. And that takes nothing away from what Jesus Christ did. As a matter of fact, what he did is a total type and shadow of what we do today for freedom. But in this searching, I watched one that had a lot of clips from a movie called Taking Chase. Or Chance, sorry, Taking Chance. Not Chase. Chase is my nephew. Taking Chance. And it stars Kevin Bacon. We played it here one night. It's a good movie. If you get the chance and you want to watch it, because it is sad. Because it is a real story. It's not just something somebody made up in a dark basement while they were writing and bored. It's the true story of a Marine who was killed. And the colonel who escorted Chance Phelps back to Colorado he requested that honor because that was from his hometown. And as he was speaking with an elderly gentleman from the American Legion, you know, and he was talking about some struggles he was having. And, you know, he said, my unit went and I didn't. He said, I was still here. They stuck him back here. He didn't get to go. He had a combat action ribbon, so he had seen combat before. And he wasn't afraid. And he was feeling like he didn't do anything. And as he's going on, and he says, I should have been there. My unit was there. I looked. I sat every day reading the names of those killed in action and praying. I didn't know any of them. And as he said, as he's going on about this, the wise old man just looked at him, and he said, you had to do your part. Your part was here. He said, you had to be his witness. Now, he said, without a witness, we just disappear. Without somebody to tell about us, we were just never here. That's sad. It's a sad state of being that there's nobody to tell who you were, what you did. And because of that, we get to be able to be witnesses. We are witnesses to these men and women, which I will sit down here in a second. But we are witnesses of what Jesus Christ has done. And I'm going to finish up here in just a moment. Can y'all see that in the back? All right, I'm not messing with the lights. Go ahead, Jason.
When he clicked his heels, saluted me. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best of company. And I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. And every time I hear 21 guns, I know they brought another hero home to us. For those, thankful for the things we've done. We can rest in peace, 'cause we are the chosen ones. We made it to Arlington. Yeah, dust to dust, don't cry for us. We made it to Arlington.
Okay. So, you know, even in all that we do for Christ, if you really want to honor the men and women who died, you should live your freedom. Quit being afraid of freedom. Live free. A little saying runs around the back of my head: give me liberty or give me death. Lee Patrick Henry, right? I look back here to my history. Freedom does come with a price. Your salvation came with a price. It required Jesus Christ to live first. He had to live and live in freedom. I know before I served, I didn't think anything about it. I didn't think about the right to bear arms. I didn't think about the right, the freedom of speech, the freedom of religion. I didn't really think about my constitutional rights. Well, I'll tell you right now, I think about them all the time, because people are trying to take them away and call me selfish for it. And they've never shed a drop of blood over it. I know personally, and I know I'm in good company, I've broken my nose, shed a bit of blood, got a few other injuries, all in the name of freedom. And I didn't even go to combat. The men who did have other injuries as well. And so those prices are paid. And if we don't live our freedom, what kind of witness are we being to these men and these women? We're afraid to say, I don't think so. This is garbage. Oh, we need to be politically correct. I am the, listen, PC is not in my vocabulary. I call a spade and not a farm instrument. Some of you, hey, I'll tell you, put it this way. I call a spade and not a shovel. Because some of you don't know the difference. You ask me for a shovel, you're getting a shovel. It's flat. See, we always, give me a flat shovel. Well, a shovel by definition is flat. The other thing is a spade. It's what you dig with. But we don't want to offend anybody. Well, you know, I'm pretty sure back in 1776, there was a few people that got offended. The King of England being one of them. British sympathizers being the others. Neighbors, ticking off your neighbor. Starting a war. What are you doing? Just don't rock the boat. See, there's people that are content with the status quo. We just give us what we can have, what you think we need. I'm going to tell you right now, this whole king garbage, king and queen garbage of the that is in the world is garbage. It is not biblical. Oh, it's in the Bible. I don't care. So was David taking his best friend's wife. But yet, it was not correct. Just because it's in the Bible doesn't mean it was right. The Bible is also a historical account of things. Cain killed his brother with a rock. Any volunteers? By the way, I'm the one with the rock. I'm I gave y'all your chance a couple weeks ago with the stones. But we have got to be witnesses to their memories. And I know I'm gonna butcher this, but it was General Patton who said, it is foolish to mourn for these men. Rather, we should rejoice that such men lived. We should rejoice. Where would we be if in 1941? We didn't have 15, 16, and 17-year-olds lying about their age so they could go off and fight the people who just attacked our country. And even though there was a draft, they were still volunteering. They were lying about being 18. Would that happen today? Absolutely not. Part of the reason is we don't have to. We have created such a force. That generation created such an image for us that people volunteer. And then politicians got involved in Korea and Vietnam instead of just letting the forces do what they had to do. What happens when you want to be politically correct. You don't have to agree with me, by the way. That's a great thing about this country, and I understand it. You don't have to agree with me. You don't have to like me. You don't have to like what I say. But I'm the one with the microphone. Same thing with Jesus Christ. Luke chapter 24. Then he said to them, thus it is written, and thus it was necessary for the Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And you are witnesses of these things. Behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry in the city of Jerusalem until you are endued with power from on high. He said, you are the witness of this. Just as that colonel was the witness to that PFC that he lived, He lived for freedom. We are the witnesses that Jesus Christ lived. He was killed and he resurrected on the third day for the repentance of sin, for the freedom from sin. We are the witnesses. We should be living that every stinking day. But we don't. We don't. We live it one day a week. And only for a couple hours. We need to be witnesses every day. By the way, to be a witness does not necessarily mean that you have to go and browbeat somebody into submission. I'll tell you right now, anybody that's ever tried to browbeat me about anything lost the battle the second I picked up on what they were doing. Show me the love. Now there is a song, it's a secular song. And I, right off the top of the head, I can't think of who it is because I don't hear it very often. But the truth of the matter is, it carries so much truth that I don't even think they know it. Because they kind of deny that God is real a little bit in that. And in the end, if you read the Bible, we are judged by one thing. How did we love? How did you love? Oh, I love this country. Well, we need you to stand on the front line. Oh, don't think so. Can't be everybody else's son. I remember, you know, growing up as a kid, I'd always hear my dad, send in the Marines. I'd be like, yeah, send in the Marines. You know, I had an uncle who was in the Marines, an uncle in Iwo Jima, great uncle in Iwo Jima. And we had a great image of the Marines. And I'm like, yeah, send in the Marines, send in the Marines. And then one day I uttered that. And I stopped and thought about it for a second. I am a Marine. I'm saying send. What am I doing? Let's talk this thing through first. It's about to get real. And that's when I realized it can't always be somebody else's son. And that changes things. Typically, people that are sitting in their armchair never paid any of the price. I'm not slamming my dad. He volunteered. He was F4. If he wasn't F4, I probably wouldn't be here. So God had his hand on things. But when you have paid a part of the price, you're like, hey, you know what? Before we go shooting and killing each other because you two dinglings can't get along, how about we talk about this? People are gonna die. You saw the pictures of the families. The little boy standing there. But we're ready to go fight, ready to kill. I mean, shoot, that used to be one of our sayings before bed. Ready to fight, ready to kill, ready to die, but never for will. But we're not bulletproof. Obviously, we were talking about the legend that goes on. The witness that goes on. These men and women paid a price. Jesus Christ paid the same price. So that we could be free from all sin. And there's not one sin greater than the other, but there are some that will kill you a whole lot faster. all sin leads to death. And so, as I've thought about our freedom, you know, people have always said, are you gonna encourage your boys to join the military? I said, I will support them if they want to do that. Will I push them? Absolutely not. I said, I know what happens. I know what happens when they do their job. And if you think I can sit by while somebody's trying to kill them, you're stinking nuts. And that's the way we need to be about our children now. The devil is trying to kill them. You had better be believing in the freedom that God has, and you had better be exercising the power that you have in prayer, the authority that you have. You had better be exercising it in your own life over the things that try to kill you. Jesus said, "It is for freedom that I have come." Not freedom so you can wear shorts or not, a tank top or not, wear earrings or not, whether you can sit with your husband or your wife or not, none of that matters. It was the sin that was so easily setting us aside, pulling us in. It's just a little thing, and then it festers and it grows. The other day, I was picking up some landscape timbers, and I forgot my gloves in the truck, so I'll just be careful. And when I got done and I'm walking down around to my shop, I looked down and I had this inch-long splinter in my hand. I didn't even know it had gotten there. It didn't hurt yet. It was going to start hurting eventually. I thought, well, see, my wife loves when I work without gloves. Honey, get your tweezers. And so I got it out of there. She wasn't home then. And so I pulled that thing out. But had I let that thing stay, it would have began to fester. It would have been started causing me problems. I didn't even notice where it had punctured at that point. As a matter of fact, didn't even know it was there until I looked down. Oh, wow, that's interesting. So Jesus said, we are witnesses of the fact that he came. Our lives should reflect the freedom. It should reflect not, well, I just get to do whatever I want. Absolutely not. Do you understand that with freedom comes a greater responsibility? People don't like it when I preach this message. And this isn't even the message. Paul taught us if we are to walk in our freedom, but I'm not to cause my sister to sin. If what I'm doing is causing my sister to sin, well, Pastor does it. Okay, well, I'll go this route. This will work because I know it. I know my brother has diabetes, right? If every time I'm with Pat, I show up with a gigantic sundae, banana, yeah, exactly. See, I know Pat. See, we used to, when we were riding, when I had my bike, we'd just take a big long ride to nowhere just to get a banana split. And we drove all the way to Marysville just to get a banana split. Well, and to play the Army's video game they had there at that bike week thing. That was fun. They tried to recruit me. Oh, you're good at this. There's a reason I'm good at this. I fired the real thing before. Anyhow, if I keep doing it, if I keep showing up, knowing that he has a potential for his sugar to go super high, and I keep, oh, Pat, I'm okay. You can have it. I could kill my friend because of my freedom. I don't have a problem with sugar. My body doesn't like to get rid of cholesterol. My family, you have one of two things that you have to fight. Bad hearts or cholesterol doesn't go away very quickly. Guess which one I got? I got a great ticker. They even told my grandfather after he died, they checked his heart and said he had the heart of an 18-year-old. He died of cancer. But his heart was perfectly fine. So I can't, for my sake of freedom, every time I show up to see Pat, shove a gigantic banana split in his face. That is not liberty. That is killing my friend. So we need to exercise freedom, but we have to exercise it with restraint. Paul said, all things are lawful to me, but not all things are beneficial. I could eat something offered to an idol. But yet my brother or sister, who may not know that it's just a dumb rock or a dumb stick, they're offended by it. Well, you just need to get over it. That's the attitude we've developed, and I've kind of had it a few times myself. But after you've been taught the truth, I think it's time you open your eyes and read the word and realize that Paul said, it's just a dumb rock. If they offer a ribeye to an idol, they're going to think that idol came to life, because that ribeye is going to disappear. Just saying. Feels like we're going to split it. So I cannot, for the sake of liberty, just do whatever I want. If I know that Sherry doesn't quite have the comprehension of it yet, Paul said, I just won't do it at all. Now, me, I'm going to eat the steak, but not in her presence. I'm just going to be honest with you. Pat's like, hey, don't forget that banana split, man. We didn't have to worry about any weight sticking to us, because that day, I know that particular day, we both came back and we looked like his shirt. It's like, that was hot. All right, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Some of y'all knew I was going here. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. You shall receive power. Now, let's understand something. Really, the power of the Holy, and a lot of people that are, they're just trying to push one vein of what the Holy Spirit's point in our life is, they will only push prophecy, tongues, things of that nature. Does that help you personally? Not usually. The power he's talking about is the ability to overcome the sin. Now, praying in the Spirit, that's absolutely does help you. Because there's times I don't know what to pray, man. I just go to the shop and I just walk around in circles praying until I finally get a breakthrough on something. But he's talking about the power to live your life in such a way that you are a witness to Jesus Christ. I'm not saying that you're going to be perfect. Okay? Y'all have heard me talk. No, none of us are perfect. We joke, okay? And don't get your shorts in a knot because people joke. Other than that, if without laughter, life, eh. I like laughter. I love to laugh. My two favorite genres of movies, comedy and action. And I will pick out the comedy in the action. There is comedy in them. I mean, Sylvester Stallone and all them guys may be blowing things up, but there's comedy in it. You'll find it. It's also what they call the dark side of the service, the dark sense of humor that military people have. So we're just so wrong. That's all. I'm sorry. We're just... Something's wrong in our head. things that shouldn't be funny, we find funny. But if you understand that sometimes these men and women, the things they've been faced with and told what they're going to face, they've had to grab hold of it and make it something funny, or else it'll break them. And the same thing with the body of Christ. I know, I do try to be funny, okay, just so you all know. I'm not going to sit up here and say, oh, it's just annoying. No, I try to be. There are a few other people that beat me out for class clown. I just wasn't that disrespectful, okay? I did get called a smart butt by a teacher. And unfortunately, it was my history teacher, Joe. I don't know what I said. The class thought it was funny. He didn't. But I have learned that if we're going to operate in freedom, we have to be willing to take the shots. The United States isn't under attack because we let people vote. It's under attack because we let people serve God. And I'm not going to swing so far to the right that to say that if we are that we need all God, we need godly men and women leading this country. Period. Okay, I'm not. We don't need preachers serving in those roles. We need preachers doing what they're called to do, and we need the men and women who are called to be in those positions to do their jobs. But they're afraid. You know why? What happens when you throw your hat in the ring? Stories start, don't they? Do you have any good stories? No. It wasn't that big in Cardington yet? Okay. Just as he was on the city council for a while. But the second you throw your hat in the ring, they start digging to find out who you really are. Who really is this person? Who is he? Who is she? What are they really like? Has anybody got a day in your life you'd really wish you could take back? I got a couple years worth of those days. So we don't want to. Why? Because our pride. Pride has got to go. You know what? I knew Trump wasn't an upstanding, perfect man. I mean, come on, you don't have that many kids, that many different wives. And if you think any of the rest of them have been absolutely clean, you're cray-cray. You special. That's all there is to it. JFK had so many stinking affairs. Quit trying to hide them. And by the way, they weren't the first ones. It goes all the way back. Do we have presidents who were racist? Absolutely. Woodrow Wilson was one of them. Teddy Roosevelt wasn't exactly fond of people of different color. Did they do good things for the country? Absolutely. But let me tell you what, you cannot tear down one group of people to build up another. You have to start building everybody. Without that, we just flip-flopped the balance. The scales went the other way. And then you've got a whole nother war. But we will be witnesses with our lives. Well, Pastor, I'm not called to preach. Jesus said to preach. St. Francis of Assisi said, preach always, and if necessary, use words. Our lives are a living epistle to God. If you really read the Bible, you will see adultery, murder, deceit, All of this running, lies after lie. And not just by the bad people, the adversary in the Bible, by the good people. Just proves people are people. You're going to make mistakes, but you have to make sure the mistakes you make aren't the ones that are going to kill you. If you know what's going to kill you, you got to stay away from it. Just because you can, don't mean you should. I can say lots of things. I shouldn't act on them. And I probably shouldn't say some of them. And because I'm constantly thinking about that, should I say that? Should I really, you know, I mean, here's the thing. Up here, my one mouth, I'm going to guess there's at least 100 ears in here. My one mouth goes to 100 ears who hear that, process that. And if they agree with it, they use their mouth to speak to more ears. So something stupid I may have said goes out and gets multiplied. So this Memorial Day, let's remember, there's a price for it. We honor the men and women. We honor. We don't worship them. We honor them. The Bible tells us to give honor to whom honor is due. And Jesus said, no great, in John 15, 13, no greater love has any man than he would lay down his life for his friends. That goes for all people who are willing to do that. Not just military. We're seeing a day, ladies and gentlemen, of cowardice. It's rising up, up, up. It's coming to the forefront. Well, we didn't know the situation. You got an active shooter. You've got guys in SWAT gear. What do? Take him out. Don't wait for permission. You know what? The military, there's a, what's the word? A little vein that runs through the military. Well, wait, you got to wait till you're told to do something. And that's why I hate cameras. Well, I'll tell you this, because I do know this is a true story. In Afghanistan, there were some elders of a village. In Afghanistan, even though the Muslims despise homosexuality and kill them, these elders were raping the little boys. It's their culture. We were told to stay out of it. Well, there was a couple Marines that just couldn't stomach it anymore. They beat the ever-living dog hooey out of those men. Told them if they ever touched another little boy, they would kill them in such ways they would never be allowed into heaven. The Marines got in trouble. You're not to take that upon yourselves. Listen, I'm fighting for freedom. And them little boys are being denied the freedom that I'm fighting for by these perverts. So you tell me what I should have done. Should have stayed out of it. Well, then my conscience would have gotten to me and I did what I thought was best. So if you need to kick me out, kick me out. But we have so many people that are worried about their stinking careers. Listen. You take your life in your own hands when you go into some place. In my presence, you take your life in your own hands if you go in shooting. Now, I don't know about the other guys in here who are part of the security team. I think about it every Sunday. Not that I'm concentrated on it. I get myself ready. Because just like you've already showed us, you never know when. You don't. You don't know who's going to do it. Why is in material? You don't go in someplace and shoot innocent people. You just don't do it. But there's no consequences anymore. And I'm sure there were some bad things that happened to the man that caused this twisting in his mind. But understand this. Anybody who comes in here isn't walking out. How can you talk love? Because I love you enough. And between me and that door, usually there's two or three. Right now they're with kids. Praise God. But right now I know there's two. And at this close, I don't miss. I can throw my gun. And just so you understand, that is what I want these men to understand. You may have to lay your life down. But it's not my kids. It doesn't matter. These are your people. They are innocent. And somebody who's hell-bent on destruction is going to do what they want to do regardless. I just assume they not cause more grief to other people. So you want to know what's wrong with this country? We have a bunch of chickens. I'll just stop there with that. Use your imaginations. Because the Marine is starting to rise. You've heard me talk about, you know, they always say cuss like a sailor. And I said, you knew who taught the sailors how to cuss, right? The Marines said every other word is the F-bomb. That doesn't even make sense, man. Use real words. Let's live our freedom as Christians in this country. Let's live our freedom as believers in Christ every day as well. Well, you just sound violent. Yes, it takes violent men to get things done and to protect. And unfortunately, as each year as I go by, I tick off another number. I realize I'm climbing on that scale of being the older, wiser ones. But my brain hasn't caught up yet, so it's still down there in the 20s somewhere. But I will tell you this, and the reason why it's stuck there is because in my 20s is when I took that oath. See, when Jesus Christ determined he was going to go to the cross, there was nothing keeping him off of that cross. So you need to let that kind of passion burn in you for the freedom Jesus has bought for you. And live every day. You have the right to speak up in this country. My vote don't count. And listen, we find criminals doing it. They need to be dealt with, absolutely, positively. That's one thing I think the computer system should be done away with. Let's just write down on a piece of paper, there's who I'm voting for. My handwriting, that's my X next to their name. Count it. No hanging chads. No 80 million votes showing up overnight. It's in corruption. People always try to do it, but the bigger we get, the sleeker we get, the easier it is to do it. ODNR thought they were doing a sleek thing by all you got to do is call in your tag now, man. Really? I don't have to go to a game-checking station and actually show that I killed one animal And not 10? When they started that, and some of you are like, yay! No, it's not good. When they opened up the population to 6 deer in Morrow County alone, the population went through the floor because people are taking deer and not checking them. They don't really need to. I bought 1 tag, I'm good. All I got to do is get it home before the game warden catches me. And there's only 1 game warden. He can't be everywhere. I'm just saying, we think technology is working good for everything. Not necessarily. Puts us out of jobs. I know Tim said Kroger's automating down there and they just can't get the automation right. But eventually, there's jobs at that packing warehouse going to go bye-bye because of a machine. And one guy has to just push a button and make sure things are running. And what, 15 guys per shift possibly lose their jobs? But yet Kroger makes more. Whole nother subject. I'm done. Let's stand. That's called greed. I highly recommend you attend a memorial service somewhere. I know Shock or Johnsville is today at 1. Might be a few others. And then there's tomorrow with Mount Gilead's. Just to remember. Sometimes it's good to just remember. Be reminded as you sit around and look. The generations of people, they're going by. You know, Pat was talking this morning. He said, 55 years, been out of high school. I said, I know. I mean, granted, Pat, I wasn't alive when you graduated. For several more years. I just had to throw you under the bus, man. But I said, next year, I'm on my 35th. 35. That's nuts. I thought 10 years. Woo, yeah. We're 3 times past that now. Life goes by quick. The older generation, speak your wisdom. Give your wisdom, the things you've learned. Don't be afraid. You're going to have opinions that are going to differ. And by the way, things have changed. That's what I have to keep getting reminded. Like, it doesn't work that way anymore. Anyhow. Yep. Now let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, Lord God, we thank you and we praise you. We thank you, Father, for your mercy, your kindness. We thank you for the freedom that Jesus Christ purchased, that his blood was shed so that we may enjoy that freedom. Father, we thank you today for the men and women of this country who shed their blood for the freedom of this country, who gave that sacrifice and who are buried behind a little plaque that has their rank and branch. Lord, I thank you that they lived. Father, and I thank you for the sacrifice made. Father, we do pray for those that are still hurting from the pain of that loss. Lord, we pray that wound is healed. Father, that it never, not that it'll ever go away, but that it will no longer hurt. Father, never be able to remember good and the love. And now, Father, I thank you for these people. Lord, those that are watching at home and those that are here today. Father, I bless them. I bless them as they go to be with their families. Father, as they go to celebrate. Lord, may we all remember the prices that were paid. That even today, somebody is standing on that wall for us. In Jesus' name, amen.